This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. When I'm not hanging out right here with you, I'm over at the newspaper writing a column on consumer affairs. My most recent piece looked at the pricing of generic drugs. And if you're like me, you probably figure that a generic is a generic is a generic, right? And the same generic drug from two different manufacturers will be priced pretty much the same because they're the same. Or apparently not. I recently spoke to a Southern California woman who went to a CVS store to fill a prescription for a generic antibiotic. She told me she paid $4.30. But when she went in a couple of months later for a refill, CVS said she'd have to pay $165 for the same generic drug. Excuse me? Turns out the two drugs were from two different makers. One company was charging what seemed to be a reasonable price. The other was charging a price 30 times higher for the same drug. This is how I learned about what the drug industry calls the average wholesale price, or AWP. Jeffrey McCombs, a professor of pharmaceutical economics and policy at the University of Southern California, explained it to me like this.
The AWP price is a made-up price. It's probably not real at all. And I'm not sure that when it comes to the actual price that's paid by distributors or pharmacy chains, et cetera, are that different. That's just like your hospital bill. There's no resemblance to reality whatsoever.
What's the takeaway here? It's this. Don't assume that just because you're buying a generic drug, you're paying the lowest possible price. And if you're peeved about what you're being charged, don't be shy about taking your business elsewhere. A different drugstore might deal with a different manufacturer, and that can make a big difference for your pocketbook. If you want to know more about this or weigh in with your thoughts, check out my column. We've got a link to it on our website, marketplacemoney.org.